Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Tes Avodah Zarah 29. Back in the Mishnah on Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph on 27a, our Mishnah had taught Ein Mistaper Mehem Bekol Makom. We do not allow a barber who is an idolater to give us a haircut, no matter where the place is. That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Whereas the sages argued with Rabbi Meir, and they said, "Mirushus Harabim Mutar," that if it would be a public domain, then it would be permitted to get a haircut from an idolater who is a barber, of a lo beino leveino, but not if he's by himself, not meaning to say in a secluded place. And the concern is that the barber who is an idolater would be able to kill you because he would be dealing with razors and sharp instruments, and therefore you would be unprotected and would be too dangerous. Even though this sounds a little bit far-fetched, we have to remember, of course, that barbers in the pre-modern period were not just people who cut hair. They were barbers who were often surgeons and people who did all sorts of things with the knives, like, for example, autopsies or even removing kidney stones in public. So the barbers were not just a person to cut hair. They were people who were skilled with the knives, and so therefore it was considered to be very dangerous, and so therefore an idolater would not be permitted to give you a haircut, according to Rabbi Meir, anywhere, and according to the rabbis, unless it was in public. So the Gemara on Chof Tesa Medalef on Ardaf Yomi cites a Braisa, and the Braisa says, Yisrael ha-mestaper mi-ovei kechovim, that if a Jew is getting a haircut from an idolater, ro'eh b'mareh, he should look in the mirror when he is getting this haircut. So the Gemara analyzes this statement from the Braisa. What are we talking about here? Ibir shusarabim, if it's in the public domain, where Rabbi Meir, where the sages said it's permitted, lamali mara, why does he need a mirror? It's permitted even without a mirror. And if it is in the private domain, kiroa maihave, what does it help to look in the mirror? Because we say in the private domain, even according to the sages, it is prohibited. So the Gemara explains, olam b'rishus hayachad, really what we're talking about is in a private domain. But we say that kivan de'ika mara, since there would be a mirror there, even though the sages normally say you can't get a haircut in a private domain from an idolater, if you be looking in the mirror, then mischazik adam chashuv, then you appear to be like a distinguished person. And Rashi says it shows you're very, you know, cupid, that you're very diligent about the way you look, and so therefore the idolater is going to think you're chashuv, he's going to think you're distinguished, umisyara lahargo, he's going to be afraid to kill the person. And so therefore, if it was a private domain, the only solution, according to the sages, to allow you to get the haircut would be to look in the mirror. And then Gemara tells us a story about Rav China Bar Bizna, that he was one time mistaper me'ovei kochavim b'shvilei dinahardai. He was getting a haircut from an idolater on the path to Nardai, but outside the city. So it was a kind of secluded place. So Amar Le China, Ya'e ko'aya chazuga. So the barber said to Rav Chana, boy, your chino, your knife, your neck is so beautiful to cut with a razor or to cut with scissors, depending upon how you understand it. There's a dispute amongst the commentaries. But he's like, your neck is so beautiful to be cut with. And in the end, he didn't cut his neck, but he scared Rav Chana a lot. So Rav Chana said, tasily, this is, you know, I'm worthy of getting this. Why am I worthy of getting, did I deserve to be frightened? The avare ad Rabbi Meir, because I violated Rabbi Meir's teaching, because Rabbi Meir said we're not allowed to get a haircut from an idolater, and I didn't care. And so therefore, as a result of this, this is why I felt this momentary fear. So the Gemara says, why did he only violate Rabbi Meir? The Rabbanan lo aver, he also violated the Rabbanan's position, because he was getting a haircut, and it wasn't in public domain. So the Gemara, so the Gemara explains, that he was of the opinion that the Shvili Dinardai is considered, since there are so many people passing by, it was considered like it was the public domain, and therefore, for that reason, it would have been permitted according to the rabbis, but not according to Rabbi Meir. So since he got the haircut there in defiance of Rabbi Meir's teaching, therefore he said he was worthy of being frightened by this barber. The Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, tells a story in chapter 2 of Avodah Zarah. The Jerusalem Talmud tells us the following story, that there was once an incident with one idolater who was a barber. And this idolater saw in a, you know, astrology, he saw that the Jews are one time going to spill his blood. And he thought that that meant that many Jews would gather together to kill him. But he didn't understand that it really meant that it really the astrological vision he had actually meant that in the future he was going to convert and there were going to be many Jews would gather together for his circumcision. But since he had this vision that he was going to have his blood spilled by many Jews, every time a Jew came to him for a haircut, what he would do is he would kill the Jew. And there's a dispute in the Jerusalem Talmud just how many Jews he killed. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, he killed 80 Jews, Rachmana Litzlan. And according to Rabbi Yossi bar Bun, he killed 300 Jews out of the concern for his astrological vision. But afterwards, he eventually decided to convert. But once he converted, the rabbis became aware of his actions, and they became aware that he had killed so many people, this monster, and so they prayed that he should return to and leave Judaism, because they said, we do not want this murderer joining amongst us. And so as a result of that, he left Judaism. So we see from here that the barbers were really a nasty group of people back then. And so therefore, this concern of getting a haircut from a barber is not just getting the haircut, but being associated with idolaters or extremely dangerous, such a thing. The halacha is that we have to be extraordinarily careful and keep ourselves protected from such a situation.